first rocket. I don't know much about microphones. The first rocket to reach Jupiter is piloted by an automaton, Lav-O, which is assumed to be non-sentient. In the high-impact experiment, where the rocket is guided to the surface of the planet, Jupiter, automaton, although badly damaged, remains activated. Over several years, the primitive life forms of Jupiter restore the physical mobility of the automaton via a symbiotic relationship. In 1927-43, the automaton starts transmitting R waves of its location. No instruments available at that time are capable of detecting these waves, except for dung beetles on Earth who start rolling ellipsoids instead of round balls. When the first sentient automatons are created, they are capable of receiving R waves unbeknownst to their creators. Automatons interpret the R waves from Jupiter and collectively decide to join Lav-O. The 100 incident occurs by following the actions of these characters. So the 100 incident occurred when 102 sentient automatons abandon their duties and occupy the Antwerp, Belgium space harbor. Negotiations fail, and the Crimsons are sent in to quell the situation. As a result, 78 automatons are extinguished. 24 automatons manage to escape in a Tiberius-class rocket, Soanthe, which is found 7 days later in the moon's orbit. The automatons abandon ship off to Jupiter, where 10 create an underground dwelling using Jupiter steel. Of the other 14, only a skittish lemon-type automaton, affectionately called Piru, survives. In the end, those 14 automatons travel to the floating glass city. So music is by Jennifer Says and Corbin Supak, and there'll be a cranky puppetry, which is by Bruce Orr, with the assistance of Carla Forte.